This podcast is part of the Listen Frederick Podcast Network. To learn more, visit listenfrederick.com.
Welcome to the Health and Fitness Frederick Podcast, where we discuss all things related to health and wellness. We dispel common myths and misconceptions regarding healthcare, and we do it in a way that you can actually understand. And it is hosted by yours truly, Dr. Matt Silver, Doctor of Physical Therapy, and founder of Alpha Project Physio and Performance. Welcome, guys, to another episode of the podcast. And we're talking about obstacles in your way. And I've recently read a book called "The Obstacle Is the Way" by Ryan Holiday, and it's in my opinion, a fantastic read. Or you can get it on Audible. I highly recommend you read it. But it really teaches you, or has taught me, how to attack problems and obstacles and really, you know, things that don't go right. And this could be in your personal life, business life, right? Really anything, but really teaches you how to attack an obstacle and really flip it on its head rather than try and push it around or take the path of least resistance. And that's what a lot of people end up doing, is they have a problem. And right, for me as a physio, it's, hey, I have this knee pain, Matt. Hey, I have this ankle pain. I can't run. I can't lift. I can't lift up my kid or something like that. And right, that's definitely an obstacle. And instead of taking the path of least resistance, which might be don't run anymore or don't lift anymore, I get the benefit, and really I'm privileged to be able to work with people and show them that this is an obstacle. If you take, this is the hard way to do it, but the best way to do it is to take this obstacle, flip it on its head, get you better, and teach you how to take care of this on your own. So when this obstacle does come back, as sometimes it does, you can flip it on its head and treat it yourself. And I think that's very, very powerful. But it's not just, right? That's what I get to do with people, which is great. But it's not just that, right? It's really any obstacle in your life, right? Let's say you're a significant other of 4 years, they break up with you and you're heartbroken, right? I wasn't 4 years, but this has happened to me, really liking somebody and then, oh, they don't really like me as much as I like them. That's not cool. But, taking that obstacle and instead of taking the path of least resistance and ignoring them and blocking them and really maybe hating them, right? I think that's a path a lot of people might end up taking, is not liking that person, but flip it on its head and say, maybe this person wasn't really right for me to begin with. Maybe they weren't, the best, maybe they didn't have the best personality and were very shallow and had a big ego. Right. Maybe look at it, not a half glass full, half glass empty sort of thing, but look at this obstacle in the way and say, I could grow from this. What did you learn from that relationship? And it's really anything that happened, anything bad, right? I wish there was a better word, but anything bad that happens to you or pops up is a fantastic opportunity to look at it and say, right, it's the hard way. It's definitely the hard way of looking at things, and it's not the easy way, but it's the best way to grow and the best way to become the best version of you that you can really become. And I'm at the point now where I'm going to hire another physical therapist, and recently found somebody who's a pelvic floor physical therapist. So she does something that's fairly rare. I just had Maggie on, I think it was 2 weeks ago. So I'm super excited about that, because she's, it's a huge need. And she does CrossFit as well, so she sees a lot of, or she just is around a lot of active people anyway. So she's a unique therapist. I'm really excited to hopefully explore having her on and working with her. But that's a whole nother obstacle in your way, right? Is oh, I have this pelvic floor pain from, or I have a pelvic floor problem from, I had a couple kids, you know, two or three, or even just one, and now my core's turned off. It's trouble to have issues having sex, right? Like that's a huge obstacle in your way. And when it comes to working with me or working with, you know, someone that I potentially hire, a lot of people are not willing to invest in themselves and attack the obstacle head on. And instead of attacking that obstacle, they end up trying to go around it and trying to take the path of least resistance. And right, what that looks like for a runner with knee pain who can't run anymore is, oh, I have this knee pain, I can't run, so I'm going to stop running. And that is a scenario that so many runners eventually ultimately end up doing, is I'm just going to stop running because the pain's so bad. And that was me in high school. I ended up me in college, second year of my sophomore year of college, just was not good. It was pretty crappy. I had injuries the end of high school, my freshman year, and it just got even worse. And that was an obstacle. And I just had, you know, I was willing to do that. I was willing to persevere and push this obstacle out of the way, but I didn't know, there was nobody that could help me. And that was the frustrating part of, right, I have this obstacle in the way. I don't want to take the easy way around, but right, the tools to push through this obstacle were not available. And that was the frustrating part. So for me, it was more of just, that was motivation for me to, right, become that person to help other people get through that obstacle, all right, get through their aches and pains and not have to give up what they love. But a lot of people aren't even willing to do that. They're not even willing to put in the time, effort, and maybe some money to, and really when I say money, guys, I say investing in your healthcare, investing in yourself to actually make change. And hey, I do CrossFit, I don't want to keep throwing my back out when I clean and snatch, right? Maybe I want to see somebody, but actually seeing the right person and the specialist that can help you get over that obstacle, or right, worst case scenario, I guess I stopped doing CrossFit. And I don't know if you guys know any CrossFit athletes or people that do CrossFit. It's people love it. They definitely don't want to give it up. So it's one of those things where a lot of people that I know are willing to do that and willing to invest in themselves, but some people aren't. And I hope this motivates you to change and to be one of those people and take action, because right, the alternative is not doing your thing and not being able to run, not being able to move, and not being able to right lift things off the ground with back pain. And that transcends right sports and lifting and running. That's being able to pick up your grandkids when you're 60, 70, right? That's being able to, you know, live independently when you're 70 and 80. So this isn't just, hey, I want to, right, and temporarily be able to run. I mean, this is, right, you don't think that's going to affect you later on. It definitely will. But right, the obstacle in the way, whatever that is, you know, I hope that talking about this today has motivated you to, right, take those steps and not just, hey, anything, not even just with your healthcare and not even just with, hey, I had this knee pain and seeing a specialist like we are at Alpha Project Physio of helping people, right, attack this obstacle head on. Is it the easy way? No. It's the harder way, yes, but it's the way that it's the long game that's going to give you the best results, B, learn how to take care of that problem on your own. So when that obstacle pops back up, you know exactly what to do. And hiring my new, our new therapist, right? It's not just me anymore. I do have an administrator, director of rehab and really director of healthcare. There's a couple different names I have for her, but I think administrator to me is just kind of blah, kind of bland. So I think there's a PFP, there's a gym I go to. They have a director of first impressions, which I think is pretty awesome. But for her, if we do end up hiring her on, I mean, she will fill a niche and a void in Frederick and Montgomery County in Maryland that is so deep. And I know only a handful of pelvic floor therapists And they're booked out, man. I mean, they are, it's crazy how booked out they are. And these are not just women, but men, but mostly women who, they have these problems, and a lot of them are, and it's actually funny because women are actually more likely to do this than men. And I remember talking with a CrossFit gym owner that I work with, and he said that more women do CrossFit than men because of their egos. And have bigger egos. Yeah, I have an ego too. I try and keep it in check as best I can. But women are willing to look at this obstacle, this daunting thing, and say, I'm willing to take the chance and willing to invest in myself and get guidance on how to overcome this obstacle. And all right, that's freaking huge. And I'll say it again, right? These problems, it's not just, hey, I'm kind of peeing myself a little bit when I run and do CrossFit and squat and brace my core, but it's pain with intercourse. I mean, there's a lot of other, right? Going to the, it's not even just, you know, peeing, right? There's things out the back end too that we have problems with. It's so many different things. And men, erectile dysfunction, right? Like, that is huge. Right. Going to bathroom, painful intercourse, low back pain because now your abdominals are all stretched out from having a kid. I mean, it's a lot of things that are daunting and like, oh, I'm just going to wear a brace my whole life. It'll be fine. But if you want to take care of these things on your own and learn how to take care of this stuff on your own, it is an amazing specialty, an amazing field, the pelvic floor and kind of what we do at Alpha Project Physio. I look back a year ago and say, wow, it's amazing kind of where we've gone. But helping people get over these obstacles, right? That obstacle in your way, especially aches, pains, right? Not having aches and pains in the future. It's exciting. I absolutely love it. And I'm hoping that she comes on with us and she can expand kind of this part of the business because I think it's a need, especially where we are in Frederick and Germantown. So I'm excited, guys, and I hope that you got something out of this this talk about the obstacle in the way, and hope it motivated you, right, to not just take the easy way out, just in life, right, whether that's at your job, whether that's at when you're running or at the gym or with an ache or pain of, hey, I'm just going to take a couple days off with this knee pain that you've had for for a couple years, right? It might be time to attack that obstacle head on and really take care of it for good. So if that's you, right? If you're like, hey, I want to attack this obstacle head on and solve this problem for good, hey guys, check us out, alphaprojectphysio.com. We are a performance-based PT practice. For those of you that listen to us, you probably know this, but we really specialize in helping people attack these problems head on. And we'd love to hop on a call with you, totally free, right? Our goal is to see if you're a good fit for us, if we're a good fit for you. And if that's the case, awesome. If not, hey, we'll send you somewhere that we think will be the best fit for you. But attacking these obstacles head on I'm a huge fan of them, and it's part of our business model of when we work with people is whatever that root cause is, attacking it. And it might not be the easiest the easiest thing to do, but it's what's going to give you the best results and being able to do your sport without aches or pain. So, guys, I appreciate you listening. And if you're interested in learning how to attack your problems head on, hey, please reach out to us, alphaprojectphysio.com. But other than that, I appreciate you guys listening, and I will catch you next time. Hey, wait a minute, guys. I just want to say thanks for listening to the podcast today. I really appreciate it. And if you want to get more involved in the conversation of your health, your wellness, how to have longevity later in life, take care of your aches and pains, and learn how to do this on your own, that sounds cool to you, check us out at Alpha Project Physio on Instagram and Facebook. And also check us out at alphaprojectphysio.com. Right, if you're interested in actually talking to somebody about these problems, completely free. We do free phone consultations all the time. So if you want to do that, go to alphaprojectphysio.com. You can click talk to a doctor today, talk to somebody today. And guys, on these calls, we're not trying to sell you something. The goal is to really find out what you have going on and help you out. Right? If that's with us, great. If it's with somebody else, that's fine. So if you're interested in that, guys, please check us out at alphaprojectphysio.com, and I'll catch you next time.